time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for a 40% chance for scattered showers today with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 68. 90% chance for showers tonight with patchy fog possible after midnight, a low in the mid-40s. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Wayne County Health Department reported three more cases of the coronavirus Saturday. A female teen, a male in his 40s, and a female in her 50s. Saturday's cases brings the total number of lab-confirmed positive cases to 432. 11 people have passed away, 5 people are currently hospitalized, 106 people are isolating, and 310 people have recovered. There are also several probable cases in the process of contact tracing. Wayne County is also at the orange risk level as of Friday night. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 3,629 new cases Saturday and 27 additional deaths, according to information on their website. That brings the total statewide numbers to 339,803 cases and 9,192 deaths. Media reports Saturday indicated one of the deaths was a male in his 80s from Jefferson County, along with a male in his 50s from Marion County, and a male in his 70s from Clinton County. Other deaths were reported from Cumberland and St. Clair counties. More news after this break.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. And the experience, education, and other benefits you receive can enhance your civilian career and your life. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
The Sisney FFA recently received a $1,000 donation from Citizens National Bank of Albion. Tina Stouffer, Mount Airy branch manager of Citizens National Bank of Albion, made the presentation. Sisney FFA senior officers include Colin Draper, Grace Milligan, Lexi Locke, Connor Brock, and Connor Smith. The donation will be used to offset expenses for upcoming activities such as virtual conferences and leadership opportunities. 52 students are members of the Sisney FFA. S&M Farm Supply LLC owners Mike Duty and Sonny Smith presented the Sisney FFA members with a $2,100 donation recently to assist with the chapter's upcoming expenses. The group cooked and served pork burgers at Dagg's Fall Consignment Auction in September. S&M provided the grill, supervised student workers, and donated all profits to the Sisney FFA alumni. Skillet Fork Grill also supported the event by donating buns and ice. Area river stages. As of this morning, the Little Wabash River east of Fairfield stands at 3.99 feet. Flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 3.78 feet. Flood stage is 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 3.14 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 4.89 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel is at 2.5 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Rain chances are in the forecast through Tuesday, with some beneficial rains expected for the region. Members of the Old Goshen Trail Chapter NSDAR recently delivered supplies to Lifeboat Alliance Shelter in Mount Vernon as a DAR Day of Service project. Daughters of the American Revolution members celebrate the National DAR Day of Service each year on the anniversary of the organization's founding, which is October 11th. DAR was founded on the ideals of service, and members have been dedicated to giving back to their communities through volunteer initiatives ever since. For membership information in the Old Goshen Trail chapter, you can email ogtnsdar@gmail.com. Around 100 applications have been received for the state's Livestock Management Facilities Grant Program. The initiative was rolled out as a response to market disruptions caused by the ongoing pandemic, says Acting Illinois Department of Agriculture Director Jerry Costello.
Obviously, we've gone through unprecedented times. Things from a processing capacity aspect have ramped back up. At one point in time in the state, we were, and it was a short period of time, but at about 50% or under 50% of processing capacity because of plants that had shut down because of COVID and workers contracting COVID in the state. So now we're operating at about 95% in our processing facilities. Some facilities are over 100% because they've added other shifts to help manage the backlog of animals that need to be processed. So all of that being said, this grant program is really to help these producers and some of the small processors bridge the gap of losses that they experienced. And so it's $5 million. Producers would max out at a $10,000 grant, and processors would max out for machinery and other things that were affected by COVID at $25,000. We currently have 100 applicants, and I say that's what the numbers were yesterday. They're changing daily, obviously. It's so far been very successful.
The Livestock Management Facilities Grant Program consists of three financial assistance programs: Swine Depopulation Program, Agriculture Business Interruption Program, and Meat and Poultry Capacity Program. The application deadline is October 31st. More information is available on the IDOA's website, and questions can be submitted to agr.grants@illinois.gov. One person dies by suicide in Illinois every 6 hours. Alarming numbers recently were released, and Heritage Behavioral Health Center's Jessica Smiley says the numbers are even more alarming for young people.
Yes, so in terms of Illinois-specific data, on average, one person died by suicide every 6 hours in the state of Illinois. It's the 11th leading cause of death in Illinois, and it's the second leading cause of death for individuals ages 25 to 34.
Wow.
It's the third leading cause of death for ages 10 to 24 in the state of Illinois. And again, I think, there's so many factors that lead a person to experiencing so much pain that really ultimately they get to a place where they don't see any other alternative. And the number of deaths by suicide in the state of Illinois per year is 1,488. That's pretty significant.
Since the COVID shutdown, stress and depression are on the rise in Illinois. Mental health issues like these are not always associated with suicide, but she stresses it is important we check on each other. According to Smiley, circling around the issue or ignoring it altogether is not helpful. She encourages learning about depression, mental health, and suicide, and again checking in on each other. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
If you're hungry for some delicious Deep South barbecue, then go down to the Big Deal store at WFIWradio.com and purchase the $20 gift certificate for only $14.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
We're this close.
We are this close.
Of our mountain team.
To making history.
This close to changing the world.
We're this close.
This close to making sure no child suffers a crippling disease.
Ever again.
This close.
We are this close to ending polio.
All we need is you.
This close. If we don't act now, we may lose this chance forever. Help Rotary make history at endpolionow.org.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 92-year-old Flora resident William Edward Klein died early Friday morning at his home. He was a local farmer all his life after service in the U.S. Army Air Force near the end of World War II. He was active in the Flora Community Consolidated School Board of Education for many years, finishing as president of the board. He was a longtime member of the Illinois Farm Bureau, including serving as Clay County president, vice president, and director. He was elected to the Illinois Agricultural Association Board of Directors, serving from 1993 to 1999. Survivors include his wife, Emma, two sons, William of Flora and Troy of Medway, Ohio, two daughters, Benita Brown of Keller, Texas, and Lorraine Waddle of La Crescent, California, six grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren. A graveside ceremony for William Edward Klein will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday at St. Stephen Cemetery with the presentation of military funeral honors. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Monday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home, with a rosary ceremony at 7. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations are suggested to St. Stephen Catholic Church or St. Stephen Cemetery and will be accepted through the funeral home. 74-year-old Albion resident Ronald Ron L. Hallam died October 14th at his home. He was a veteran serving his country during the Vietnam War and was a Purple Heart Medal recipient. He was a lifetime member of the VFW Post 8222 and a member of the American Legion Post 590. He was an employee of Champion Labs as a setup man for several years. Survivors include his wife, Melody, three daughters, Janet Sluniker, Misty Robinson, and Ronica Gill, eight grandchildren, a brother, Milan Hallam, two sisters-in-law, Candace Thacker and Judy Fleck, and a brother-in-law, Leon Compton, and several nieces and nephews. In keeping with Ron's wishes, cremation rites will be accorded, and a private family service will take place at Graceland Cemetery with military rites. Memorials can be made to the American Legion Post 590. The Ingram Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 78-year-old Kinmundy resident Willie Thompson died early Thursday morning at Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes, Indiana. He served as Clay County Sheriff, Flora Chief of Police, Deputy Director and Secretary of State Police and Conservation Police Chief. He was a member of the Kinmundy Christian Church. Survivors include his wife, Sandra, two sons, George and Matt, three brothers, Jim, Bob, and Dave, five grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, and several nieces, nephews, and a host of friends. A funeral ceremony for Willie Thompson will be held at 3 p.m. today at the Kinmundy Christian Church. Interment will follow in Elder Cemetery. visitation from noon to 3 p.m. at the church. In accordance with an Illinois mandate, wearing a face mask and following social distancing guidelines is recommended. Arrangements are in care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorial donations are suggested to the Ken Mundy Christian Church and will be accepted through the funeral home. 73-year-old Ingraham resident Alice C. Wilkins died Wednesday morning at Clay County Hospital. Surviving are two sons, John Wilkins Jr. and Brad Wilkins, a daughter Michelle Wilkins, one granddaughter, two great-grandchildren, three sisters, Mary Wathen, Geneva Skelton, and Pauline Bowen, and a sister-in-law, Patricia Pickle. A graveside ceremony for Alice C. Wilkins will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday at Ingraham Cemetery. Visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the cemetery. Arrangements are in care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorial donations are suggested to the family to assist with final expenses and will be accepted through the funeral home. 88-year-old longtime Clay City resident Bonnie L. Blair died Wednesday morning at Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes, Indiana. Surviving are brother Bob Monicle of Flora, nephews Kevin Monicle of Clay City, Dale Monicle of Flora, Warren Monicle of Flora, and Mike Harris of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, nieces Melinda Cotner of Texas and Monica Harris of Texas, and great nieces and nephews Matthew Monicle, Kaylin Monicle, Crystal Lewis, Samantha Monicle, Logan Monicle, Dustin Monicle, and Kendra Monicle. The graveside memorial ceremony for Bonnie L. Blair at Clay City Cemetery will be announced. Arrangements are in care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 65-year-old Edgerton, Ohio resident, formerly of Dahlgren, James Karcher Lewis, died Wednesday at Parkview Regional Medical Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He was an assembly line worker and a member of the St. John Catholic Church. Surviving are a son, Earl of Pawpaw, Michigan, two brothers, Larry of Dahlgren and Richard of Dahlgren, a sister, Karen Karcher of Dahlgren, and one grandchild. A funeral mass will be held Monday morning at 11 at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Visitation from 10 a.m. until service time. He'll be laid to rest at St. John Catholic Cemetery in Dahlgren. Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
Hundreds of thousands of veterans have taken off their uniforms and put them away, carefully packed and safely stowed. But for some veterans, the uniform isn't so easily removed. The emotions experienced while serving continue to weigh on them. Life after service is different. Many veterans find transitioning difficult, and daily life is no longer as enjoyable as it once was. Some feel overwhelmed and lost. But that uncertainty doesn't take away from their strength and courage, nor does it take away from the sense of duty veterans carry with them. The transition from service is different for everyone. If you are a veteran going through a difficult time, or know one who is, the power of one person, one connection, one act of compassion can make a difference. For free 24/7 confidential support, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1, or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
Hi everyone, I'm your closet. I am stuffed to the max. How many shirts can one person need, and who needs this many shoes? I mean, think of it this way. If you do clean me out, you can shop more, so it's a win-win. Just remember, shop Fairfield first and look for great finds at CDC's new to you.
Here's what's going on Friday, October 30th. The Fairfield Fire Department will have their annual chili supper starting at 11 a.m. This will be a drive-through event only. Chili will be available for $8 a quart or $30 for a gallon, and they'll sell until they're sold out. The Wayne County Historical Society will be passing out treat bags to children at the Hannah House Museum on Saturday, October 31st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then at the schoolhouse at Leo French Park from 5 to 7 p.m. This will also be the last day that the Hannah House will be open to the public during the 2020 season. For more information, call 842-3544.
Here's your sports update for today. College football yesterday, Kentucky beat Tennessee 34-7. Notre Dame over Louisville 12-7. In top 25 action, number 1 Clemson beat Georgia Tech 73-7. Florida State over North Carolina 31-28. Alabama over Georgia 41-24. Virginia Tech topped Boston College 40-14. Texas A&M over Mississippi State 28-14. Miami over Pittsburgh 31-19, and South Carolina beat Auburn 30-22. Major League Baseball, Game 6 of the National League Championship Series. The Dodgers beat Atlanta 3-1. Game 7 set for tonight at 7:15 and can be seen on Fox. Game 7 of the American League Championship Series, Tampa Bay beat Houston 4-2. NASCAR racing Saturday, the Xfinity race at Kansas. Chase Briscoe was the winner. Daniel Hemric was second and Ryan Sieg third. The Cup Series races today at Kansas starting at 1:30 on NBC. Chase Elliott is on the pole. NFL schedule today, the Chicago Bears play the Panthers at noon, and the Indianapolis Colts play the Bengals. That game also starting at noon. That's your sports update. Your WFIW-FM 104.9 weather. A 40% chance of scattered showers today with mostly cloudy skies, a high of 68. 90% chance of showers tonight, patchy fog after midnight, a low in the mid-40s. 60% chance for showers Monday, a high of 58. Slight chance of morning showers Tuesday, a high of 68. Partly sunny Wednesday, a high near 74. Sunny Thursday, a high of 80. And partly sunny Friday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, a high of 72. Trace of rain so far today. The present Fairfield temperature is 51.